I believe in the power of recording. The records often makes me happy, excited, sad, and so on. When I have an impressive time, I take pictures, write down memo, and get the memorial things. Basically, I think I forget almost things that I had, and I am a forgetful person, so I always try to record. When I was 10 years old, I moved to Fukushima and changed another school because of my father's job. I was born and raised in Tokyo, so I was very anxious with new town and new school. When I was cleaning up after the move, then I found the album with a lot of pictures that describe my happy time. The pictures encouraged me and I could have hope for the new life. From this experience, I became to love the recording memories, and I carry tools to live memory. Especially smartphone is a good tool for me. I can take pictures, record voice or movies, leave memo, and draw paintings with it. Moreover, I have external hard disk drive, and I put date on the drive when the memories are full. Although these data are important for me, sometimes I was confused with some questions. Because of recording, do I become forgetful person more? Or because of my forgetful character, do I record memories? And do I record too much? After I experienced this question, now I try to sort the memories carefully. Furthermore, I don't have deep attachment to old things or rubbish very much, so I waste many things in my daily life. In addition, I also love to enjoy another person's record. That's why I read the magazines, blogs, private papers of the famous persons, or watch movies and so on. I think artworks or novels are also records of the artist's or novelist's view of the world, and I love them too. I think records can last indefinitely, and they have power to move people again and again. I think they are one of the firm things. I love their silence. They are just in there. But they remind us the scene or the feelings and sometimes give us discovery or impression. That's why I can believe the power of records.